M has sealed a deal to buy up to 51 Wilko stores from administrators following the collapse of the rival discount chain. Wilko fell into administration last month, with insolvency experts from PwC spending recent weeks trying to hammer out a rescue deal. A man arrested on suspicion of headbutting football pundit Roy Keane has been released on bail until late September. The 42-year-old is accused of assault causing actual bodily harm over a confrontation with Keane at the Emirates Stadium on Sunday. A new package of childcare measures is set to be at the heart of Scotland's programme for government. It's the Scottish equivalent of the King's Speech, and the one delivered this afternoon will be the first by new First Minister Humza Yousaf. He says part of what he hopes to achieve is getting business on site.
The first day in, it was very clear to me that a number of businesses were saying they felt disconnected from government and government policy. Now, we're not always going to agree. There'll be some priorities that business have, and we'll have other priorities. But it's why within the first 100 days, the new deal for business was signed.
And Love Island stars from past series will get a second shot at romance in the first All-Stars outing. Familiar faces from the show will head back to the villa in South Africa in early 2024 for another chance at finding the one. From Radio News Hub, I'm Edward Breslin.
Are rising costs forcing you into unaffordable debt? An individual voluntary arrangement from Credit Fix could help. Write off up to 81% of your unsecured debt with manageable repayments and all interest and charges frozen. With over 14,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, Credit Fix could help you to a brighter financial future. Just text ACT to 60777. Text ACT to 60777 now. Terms apply, may not be suitable for all. Can affect credit rating. Free advice at moneyhelper.org.uk.
Made locally in Bath. This is Radio Bath.
Hello and welcome to this episode of The Unnoticed Entrepreneur. My name is Jim James, and this is my first ever show here on Radio Bath. And I'm delighted to introduce a special guest today, Joe Carthouse, who's the CTO and one of the co-founders of a company called TrueSpeed. Now, Joe and I are going to chat about the entrepreneurial journey, and this show really is for anyone who's interested in having their own business, because I think there are so many people doing interesting things and running businesses in and around the region, and I'd love to highlight those people and share what they know to inspire and to inform and to bring us together as entrepreneurs. So Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
Well, it's wonderful to have you, because Joe's built an amazing business. You know, he actually wanted better broadband for himself. And for those of us living in the area, we've probably seen those just off pink vans. And now there are over 100,000 homes that TrueSpeed is serving. So I've invited Joe to come in and share some music that has been sort of his companion to his entrepreneur journey through his life. And we're going to learn about Joe, but also about TrueSpeed and also what it's like to be an entrepreneur. So Joe, just give us a little bit of background about TrueSpeed and how this business has started.
Yeah, no, TrueSpeed is an interesting business, because it's my first large business that's outgrown me. You know, I've done a lot of me grinding away, trying to make some change in the world where that change required someone to do something. But TrueSpeed is a life of its own, and it's you know, we're pleased to be one of the largest employers in Bath now. We're approaching 100,000 properties, about 91,000 at the moment, 20,000 customers, and it's an impossibility that became possible through the journey of our business over the last few years.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to talking and sharing some of how we got there.
Yeah, you know, it's a brilliant story to build something from absolutely nothing and really to be a challenger brand, as you have. You created this really at the beginning, and now there are other players coming in as well. Let's just talk about your first tune, because what we're going to do is kind of use music to give us sort of a structure to our conversation, to make it, you know, both fun but also topical.
Yeah, absolutely. Music is really important to me. I was going to be a musician in another life. I'm a fiddle player and a keyboard player, you know, every one of these songs has multiple meanings for me. But what I've done is pulled together a kind of a bit of a narrative around the entrepreneurial journey, and it starts with a song that you'll all recognize. Everyone wants to rule the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was Tears for Fears, wonderful, and actually a band from Bath.
Yeah, so sad they had to fade it, very, very poignant there.
Yeah, well, but we're not going to fade you, Joe. You are on an amazing journey as an entrepreneur. Why did you choose Everybody Wants to Rule the World as your first
track? It was my first favourite band. You know, I was getting into pop music as a young teenager, and you know, it's that song. It's about the rules. I didn't know what the rules were. I knew that there was something amazing ahead, and I wanted to be part of that. But I just wanted to rule the world.
Yeah,
you know, I didn't know what that meant, and that song really characterizes that whole piece. It's a you know, it's a positive, happy, kind of proactive, inspirational vibe.
And do you think, as an entrepreneur, you have to want to rule the world? I mean, do you think that's sort of one of the drivers? And for True Speed, for example, was that part of the sort of the driver for getting this business going?
Well, I think that's two questions. I think as an entrepreneur, yes, I think you have to want to rule the world. We'll talk later perhaps as to, you know, whether you can, yeah, whether that's possible, and even what that world even is, and whether it's the one that you think it is or not. But I think it's, you know, that you have to have an aspiration to be an entrepreneur, or an itch to scratch, which again is something that's driving you into the aspirational sense. Yeah. True Speed was an aspiration that I just needed to fix, you know, in the countryside, particularly in Somerset. The internet connections were poor, and I'd been involved with an ISP in the early days in Brighton. I think we were the third ISP in the country, so, you know, back in 92 93. And we were inventing this internet thing. You know, it wasn't even fully formed. The internet didn't really exist as a complete network. Larger parts of the network, like the American education.edu's, you couldn't even reach them from the commercial network. Yeah. It was impossible. But there was this thing emerging, and so I've always had this journey of wanting to connect to more, and the internet was this aspiration of being able to take advantage of services and talk to people all around the world. And, you know, we were bringing this to people who didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
So I always wanted to be on the leading edge, and coming to the countryside where there was no really decent internet, and broadband's always been a compromise to what the internet actually was, because I was there on it with an ISP at university, and everyone was connected in a really poor way. It's just something that needed to be fixed for me, but in order to fix it for me, we actually had to build a network and fix it for everyone else to make it cost effective.
Yeah, well, and I mean, talk about trying to solve your own problem. Just very briefly, for those of us that don't understand, when you say the old traditional route wasn't working, technically, what did you do differently, Joe? What was the innovation that's driving
So the innovation behind True Speed is that we redefined what broadband was. Broadband was a connection to the internet. It wasn't a leased line connection, a high-speed symmetric service that the businesses might have benefited from, but residentials wouldn't. And we redefined it as that. So it's fibre optic, it's leased line quality, and we rebranded that and redefined broadband as that, and put people on a multi-gigabit symmetric service and cobbled it, made it slower, but much faster than what people were expecting, and reduced the price to the normal price.
Yeah. Okay, and plainly you've fixed the problem for over 100,000 people now, which is amazing.
Well, potentially 100,000. We've got about 20,000 customers on the network at the moment. So, you know, that's the people that consume it, which is a great success.
A massive success. Now, let's keep moving with the music. Kate Bush, Pie, is your next track. Do you want just to explain what does that mean to you?
Kate Bush is a very special musician, and anyone that's listened to her will know that to be true. And if you haven't, go check her out, please, because she's just wonderful, and she gets you right in your soul. Yeah. This particular track is about it vibes with my love of numbers and structure and wanting to know how things work. That's always been really important to me. I was brought up as an outsider in a family who didn't really socialize much, didn't really connect with people in the way that you need to as an entrepreneur, and so there was always this wanting to know what the art of the possible was for me, wanting to connect with something bigger than myself, and this is a tune that kind of represents that a little bit.
Wonderful. Let's listen to Pie by Kate Bush. So I'm here with Joe Carthauser, who is the CTO and one of the original co-founders of TrueSpeed, who's really brought broadband internet speeds to people in rural areas across Somerset and Wiltshire. So it's amazing to have him here. And we're using music, really, to help us chronicle Joe's entrepreneurial career. He was an entrepreneur at university, right, Joe? And now you've sort of discovered and built this new business that's become bigger than yourself, as you've been saying. You know, in terms of fitting in, and as an entrepreneur, that's often one of the hardest things, is feeling that you don't fit in. What's been your background? You mentioned just before listening to Kate Bush that you felt like you didn't really fit in, you're from the outside. So do you want to just tell us, how important do you think that has been as an entrepreneur for you?
I think for me, that's been my sort of raison d'etre. I've always been an outsider, and always felt that I had something unique, a unique perspective, and that there must be some way that that's part of my future and part of other people's futures. But as I said before, not experienced with connecting with others over, you know, in groups or in the kind of structures you need in a large business.
Yeah.
Now, TrueSpeed is a big business, and it doesn't need me. It's outgrown me. It does what it does very well. And I set the direction for where we go next. But in the early days, it was very much getting in and doing the work, and that's what I've been doing most of my life is doing the thing that needs to be done. Now I'm beginning to learn how to step back and allow that to happen the way that others can. And that's an important part of being an entrepreneur, I think, is learning how to start something going, and we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, and I think that the idea of letting go of a business is probably one of the hardest things for any entrepreneur, because we start businesses and they are, you know, like our children, really, but you've managed to build this and grow and get investment and so on. Your next track, Joe, is Another Brick in the Wall, which is, you know, when I grew up and we listened to that, it was really sort of an anti-establishment, mm-hmm. and we'd sort of sing that at our teachers, right? Not
yes,
with the
yes,
teachers.
Yes.
So tell us, what's the motivation behind this next track?
Yeah, well, Pink Floyd's an important band to me. You know, I could listen to all of Pink Floyd for the rest of my life and probably not want for much more, but that's not true, because there's loads of things I'd also want to listen to. But A Brick in the Wall was never about anti-disestablishmentarianism for me. It was more about the restrictions of a way of thinking. Represented by the consensus view, which I never felt that I understood or was part of. But that was the way I was brought up, I guess. So, you know, to be an entrepreneur is about seeing a vision, seeing something that others don't see, and making space for it to exist in the world where it didn't before, so it becomes so normal that people will consume it or engage with it in a way that they can't see that, you know, they can't think it wouldn't, it's not there, you know, so it's all about that piece, and that means breaking up the establishment. It means coming with an unconventional view. It means pushing back against or breaking through, and this track is really, you know, it represents that as well, I think.
Wonderful. So we're going to listen now to Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall. Classroom.
The Nursery Hilperton, proud sponsor of The Morning Show. They have all you need to make your garden grow. Find out more at the-nursery.co.uk.
Get ready for a night of jazz, funk and soul at The Cafe. Join us monthly for the best sounds in jazz, funk and soul right here in Trowbridge. Relax and enjoy top names in the industry, hosted by different performers each month. From Nurdle and Steve Brookstein to the Park Lane Big Band, our lineup is always full of surprises. Don't miss out. Visit thecivictrowbridge.co.uk for the latest dates and lineups. The Civic Trowbridge. Meet, entertain, celebrate.
Introducing Avonvale Carpets of Bath, the longest established specialist carpet shop in town. We pride ourselves on providing high quality flooring options that are not only beautiful but fitted perfectly to your home or business. Our team of experts are passionate about helping you find the perfect floor covering to suit your needs, and we offer a wide range of styles to choose from. Whether you're looking for something modern and chic or classic and elegant, choose Avonvale Carpets for your next flooring project. Visit us online at www.avonvalecarpets.co.uk to learn more about our beautiful carpets, fitted perfectly.
This is Radio Bath.
Okay, welcome back. I'm Jim James. I'm the champion of the Unnoticed Entrepreneur. And today I've got Joe Carthaus, who's the co-founder and CTO of the amazing TrueSpeed company. Joe, welcome back.
Yeah, nice to be here.
Yeah, look, we've listened to Pink Floyd, Brick in the Wall, and you know, you've talked about not fitting in as an entrepreneur, and you've talked about, you know, seeing things that the general market is not necessarily seeing, but when it's there, like you've done with TrueSpeed, it becomes common, right? It becomes the expectation. As an entrepreneur, how did you overcome the challenge and the fear that certainly I felt when I started businesses, that I'm sure I'm on the right track, but no one else sees it?
That's an interesting thought.
Fundamental, like, well, if I see it but no one else does, am I on my own? How have you dealt with that?
Oh, well, I don't think you ever do. I think, you know, it's like being a performer and stage nerves. Mm. You know, you don't. I mean, the thing about something that you're starting that didn't exist before is you've no idea whether it's going to work. You just have to plow in with faith and take the consequences, and there were consequences for us. A lot of us worked without salaries for a long time, and you know, we had moments where we were going to get funding and then we didn't, and the company needed to be redefined, and it was, you know, it's a hard ride. And I think anyone that's been involved in anything that needed to pivot several times as knows what that's like. There are no guarantees, but you've got to act as if it's going to succeed.
So I'm going to ask you, Joe, if there are no guarantees, why would you do it? Because in this day and age when people want security, as an entrepreneur, you're saying that insecurity is kind of your way of living. So why would you do that?
I think because there's an itch that has to be scratched. You know, that there's something that you are trying to... It's like, why would you have a child if it's so hard work?
You know, because we never know how hard it's going to be.
You know, you never know how hard it's going to be, and you can't give up on it until you can't. You know, so that's not a decision that you take. But it does mean you've got to be particularly crazy. You know, this next song is by Seal, and it's crazy. You're never going to survive unless you get a little crazy.
Okay, wonderful. What a great track for an entrepreneur and for our fellow listeners out there to listen to. Let's hear Crazy by Seal.
Breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face.
Hello, and it's Jim James here, the Unnoticed Entrepreneur here on Radio Bath. And I've got Joe Carthouse, who hopefully is getting more and more known through this show. Joe's the CTO and co-founder of TrueSpeed. Joe, you know, you've built this business really from the ground up with your co-founders. One of the challenges for all of us as entrepreneurs is growth and funding, right? And the challenge is cash flow, and you get more customers, you need more cash, but you don't always get the revenue at the same time as the customer requirements. I'd love to hear how you've scaled TrueSpeed. For those of us a little bit geeky, I know, but as an entrepreneur, it's such an important part of the journey.
Yeah, I think I've been quoted as saying is if I was going to start a business, it wouldn't be TrueSpeed. It's so hard. You know, an ideal business is revenue rich, and then you reinvest the revenue and you follow the customer. And, you know, software businesses are like that in general. TrueSpeed is not a software business. It's an infrastructure business.
Yeah.
It's huge cash investment up front, which you're paying loans on for long periods of time. It's the kind of thing, you know, infrastructure funds put money into hospitals and roads and guaranteed long-term contracts. And our coup was that we made it look like that, because on a new infrastructure, if a customer is disconnecting from the incumbent network, the broadband network, to connect to our network, why would they connect to another network? That even if they come and go and they move out of a property and someone moves in, as long as you haven't messed the product up and they like your service, that they're going to stay connected for 25 years, and that's infrastructure for money. So we made the pitch to the large funds that we were an infrastructure fund, and though we didn't have guaranteed contracts and guaranteed revenues, you should treat us as if we do.
Okay.
So invest long term. So it's very much a large cash infrastructure project with a service provision on top, and you know, several years of payback. But the business also needs to grow and grow and grow and grow and get big in order to get to the point where it sustains itself at the size that it needs to be. So it's very much an aspirational business, growing in a space, trying to take advantage of the market. And in that time, there are now 143 businesses in the UK doing exactly the same thing. And there's 30 million residential properties to address. We've got aspirations of 500,000 within the next few years. Lots of others have that space. And we're all working in this land grab phase to build this brand new network individually. And ultimately, it will become a new network. There'll be a national provider probably to compete alongside the existing nationals.
So, Joe, your next track is actually Get Lucky. With Pharrell Williams and Nile Rodgers. As an entrepreneur, would you say you've gotten lucky? What's the secret to that?
I think we got very lucky. You know, there was no guarantees that we were going to get off the ground. And in fact, most of the initial years of TrueSpeed, it was absolutely unclear to me how we were going to get off the ground. So to go from a small team, working hard, working late, you know, regularly working to 3-4 in the morning. You know, we wrote all the software, we wrote all the systems, we wrote all the infrastructure. We did everything from scratch because we didn't have the resources to buy in components from the outside world and pay licensing and software. We did it all ourselves, and then grew this business around us to the point where, you know, it's one of Bath's largest employers. And we've raised, you know, several hundred million pounds worth of capital lines that we can spend on building the network out now. But to get from where we were, we were very lucky. Very lucky.
Yeah, and I think we know that's a modest entrepreneur to say you get lucky. You don't build businesses like that by just being lucky. You've plainly worked very hard. But let's listen to Get Lucky.
Legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning. She's up all night.
all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. The present has no ribbon. Your gift keeps on giving. What is this I'm feeling? If you wanna leave, I'm with it.
Jim James here, and I've got Joe Carthauser, who's the co-founder and CTO of TrueSpeed. Joe, you know, you talked before the Get Lucky song about actually how you've managed to build this into a really large business, and I did call you out because getting lucky as an entrepreneur is really a function of hard work. We know you've done that. From a personal perspective, you know, what have you done, like, with your free time and, you know, sort of creatively to keep going? Because that hard grind of being an entrepreneur can really be exhausting and wear you out. So just tell us about your kind of coping mechanisms, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Jim. I don't really see a difference between being an entrepreneur and being something else. There's not a part of me that's when I'm at work and then another part of me when I'm not. I've just always been me.
Yeah.
And I've always had the things that I do and the fascinations, and you know, at the moment it's put a lot of time into TrueSpeed, and if I hadn't been putting that time into TrueSpeed, I would have been working on something else. You know, I'm deeply interested in music. I will have a studio again at some point, and I've been in bands and played the fiddle and stuff in the past, and you know, that's an important piece. But also, you know, science and physics. I got a PhD as a theoretical physics late in life, in between jobs, and that's all about understanding how things work. You know, aspirationally to find ways that things work that people don't understand, yeah. And then working out what to do with it. It's the same kind of view.
So what were you doing before TrueSpeed? Let's maybe just back up, because you know, you've got the PhD, and you've mentioned the fiddle and the band. But Joe Carthauser, just tell us a little bit about what you did after, for example, university. Just fill in the background a little bit.
Yeah, well, the ISP was a big thing. You know, we did that for a few years, and then I went and joined a games company doing sort of 3D graphics and sort of lighting engines for console games, but that was around chasing a person. Actually, there was someone I wanted to work with, and he'd started a business, so I joined the business in order to work with him. You know, that was, I've never seen a career as something that you look into and go, what will I do? This will be my career. What do I do next? I've always seen a career as something that you look back retrospectively and go, I have had a career, these were all of the points, and this is the narrative that connects it all together. So it's always looking forward to some possibilities. Where's your fascination? Follow your fascination. What are you trying to achieve? What are you interested in? Who else is interested in that? And in retrospect, there's a story you can tell, and you can tell that any way you want, depending on the audience, and sometimes the way that you tell that story either allows or opens up or restricts how you think about what's possible next. You know, how you talk to yourself and others, and how you understand and how you aspire, it makes things possible that aren't possible.
Yeah, so it's really interesting. So following your passion and building businesses around those passions. Joe, our next song is Tarantula, Jean-Luc Ponty. What does this mean to you?
Yeah, so Jean-Luc Ponty is a jazz fiddle player, electric fiddle player. He did a lot of work with Frank Zappa in the early days, and you know, fiddle playing is something I've been doing since I was a kid. My first love at the age of 5 played violin, and I wanted to play violin too, and then discovered my grandfather played violin, and there was this story about him having a violin in the attic that he didn't play, and it took years to get it. So I've always had this kind of part of me that's deeply musical. And the thing about a fiddle is it's very cognitive. You know, I kind of think into the violin, I sing into the violin. It's very improvisational, and so jazz and folk and all of those things kind of feel together. But as you hear in this song, it's just all about the grind. It's about the cognitive thinking and working things out and scheming and just hard work of trying to make something happen that just needs time and attention, and you just got to get on with it, because it will only happen if you make it happen, and if you don't, it won't.
Interesting, and interesting how you're associating, you know, music and creating kind of a rhythm to your life as well. The music, as opposed to it just being sort of a non-linear and creative pastime, you associate the kind of linear and the grind with music and with being an entrepreneur.
There's always a soundtrack. There's always a soundtrack, no matter what's going on.
Yeah, well, we're going to hear the next song in your soundtrack, Tarantula.
Sponsor of the morning show. They have all you need to make your garden grow. Find out more at the-nursery.co.uk. Join our vibrant community and embark on an extraordinary fitness journey. Embracing the mind-body-spirit triangle, our gym offers a holistic approach to your summer fitness goals. With your membership, enjoy the guidance of professional trainers who are always on hand to support you. By joining us, you contribute to a worthy cause, making your gym experience even more meaningful. Start strong with two complimentary sessions led by our expert fitness professionals. Explore our diverse class schedule. And remember, all the classes are included in the membership. So join the YMCA Bath Gym family today and discover a gym that prioritises your well-being and community. And remember, there's no joining fee and no contract. Visit ymcabath.org.uk and click Health and Wellbeing to sign up now.
Looking for a vibrant venue in Trowbridge? The Civic Trowbridge is the place to meet, entertain and celebrate. With a year-round programme of events, it's a popular destination for musicians, comedians and theatre shows. From parties to live music and family events, there's something for everyone. Plus, it offers top-of-the-range meeting rooms and impressive spaces for private celebrations. Visit thecivictrowbridge.co.uk to find out more. The Civic Trowbridge. Meet, entertain, celebrate.
This is Radio Bath.
Welcome back to our show, which is The Unnoticed Entrepreneur. I'm Jim James, and I'm joined by Joe Carthauser, who is the co-founder and CTO of TrueSpeed. Joe, one of the things that as an entrepreneur we have to deal with, and you're obviously dealing with on a day-to-day basis, is uncertainty. And if we look at, for example, uncertainty around AI and the impact of AI on businesses and so on, how do you as an entrepreneur address the fundamental uncertainty that you face as an entrepreneur leading a large organization? How do you do that?
I don't know if I know the answer to that. I think the answer is that you have to, irrespective of that. you know, that there's uncertainty every single stage of starting a business. The uncertainty of knowing what the product is, uncertainty of knowing whether you're going to get customers, not knowing whether the revenue's there, whether you've got the funding, whether the people you've hired are the right people, whether the people you've hired are building what you want to do, whether your vision's correct anymore, whether the business is doing the right thing and you need to update. You know, uncertainty is intrinsically part of any creative process, but in a business I think it's fundamentally more so, because you're not in control of the creative process. Ultimately you, as an entrepreneur, you're building something that's going to float off and do its own thing. That's the whole nature, this sort of distinction between building a startup where you are looking for a product market fit, you're looking for the funding structures and the operational structures to allow it to become something on its own, and then ultimately become something on its own, and that is no longer under your control, you know, maybe under your custodianship or your stewardship or your you know, like a child who's grown up and is, you know, doing their own thing and may leave home and go do their own thing. It's, you know, you've got to let go at some point, and then there's the uncertainty of the what that means for the rest of the world that it's operating in. And, you know, for the most powerful place to be is to make a product that changes the world. But in changing the world is different than the world was when you brought the product in, which means the product has to change. So you're kind of in this double bind that if you're going to be impactful, you're going to be impacted. And that in turn is, you know, uncertainty is deeply wound into that piece. So how do you deal with it was the question. I think if you can't, you must. And it's intrinsically part of it. So don't go in thinking that you know what it is you're going to do and how it's going to happen. You can't have both of those things. If you've got a vision of what it's going to look like, how it's going to happen is how it's going to happen. If you've got a vision of how it's going to happen, well, what it's going to be is what it's going to be. And you've got to let go of one of those things. You can't have both.
Well, that's an amazing answer, Joe. Your next track is Jamiroquai, Virtual Insanity. So what you've just articulated is this kind of this ability to not take control, but to have purpose and to move something forward.
Yes. Virtual insanity, the fear of the future, fear of the unknown, fear of what's coming, all of the opportunities that brings, but all of the uncertainty that brings. But it's intrinsically happening, and you have to engage with it. Whether you're afraid of AI or not afraid of AI, you have the choice as to whether you're going to engage with it or not, whether you're going to understand it or not, whether you're going to hide from it or whether you're going to see how you can use it. It all of those choices are still yours. The fear is just something that you live with.
Well, okay. Well, virtual insanity, maybe that's a description of being an entrepreneur. Virtual insanity. Let's listen to Jamiroquai.
What we're living in, let me tell ya. And it's a world that man can eat at all. When things are big, that should be small. Who can tell what magic spells we'll be doing for us? And I'm giving all my love to this world, only to be told I can see, I can breathe, no, my will we be. And nothing's gonna change the way we live, 'cause we can always take but never give. And for the worst, see, whoa, it's a crazy world we're living in, and I just can't see that half of us immersed in sin is all we have to give. These futures made of virtual insanity now always seem to be governed by this love we have for useless twisting of our new technology. Oh, now there is no sound, but we all left underground. And I'm thinking what a mess we're in, hard to know where to begin. If I could slip the secret ties of earth the man has made, and now every mother can't choose a color of her child, that's not nature's way. Well, that's what they said yesterday. There's nothing left to do but pray. I think it's time to find a new. Another stream. There's something in this future.
Welcome back after that fabulous tune by Jamiroquai. Joe Carthauser, co-founder and CTO of TrueSpeed, here with me, Jim James, in the studio, actually, at Radio Bath. You've talked about dealing with the uncertainty. How do you get a sense of purpose, Joe? How important is purpose, then, to what you're doing? If everything else is variable, what's the one constant that you have as an entrepreneur that gets you out of bed and gives you the ability to give guidance and reassurance to everyone who's following you?
I think, as I think of the question, I think, you know, vision's important. Having a sense of where, of what you're trying to bring into the world. We were talking earlier off camera, off mic, yeah. Around sort of architecture and architect. And, you know, an architect is someone who brings a vision into the world, makes space for something that didn't exist, that wasn't possible, yeah. and leaves behind something that's always been there. You know, a new building changes the relationship that people have with it, and then their relationship with the world changes. Yeah. And it's like, well, I can't. When a child arrives in a household, you can't see how it's possible, and then very quickly you can't see how it was impossible. Why they were, how they could possibly have not been there. It's yeah. that kind of piece. The purpose is there in, people find purpose in lots of things. They find purpose in the doing. They find purpose in the communication. They find purpose in. So I think purpose and meaning are the wrong values. That's always personal, I think. But for me, I find purpose in lots of things. I find purpose in understanding, in making things possible that weren't possible beforehand, in redefining and changing the status quo around, and more, you know, it's around aspirationally allowing space for something that didn't exist before that improves and more importantly allows further change in as a positive way as we can find. So that's what I get purpose from.
Nice. And obviously you've made a big change for all of these customers of TrueSpeed.
I hope so. That was fundamentally one of the things, you know, being in a position where you can communicate with others and there are no limitations is really important, and a proper decent internet connection is something like water pressure. You know, if you've got enough water pressure in the tap, you don't measure it, you just use it. It's just enough. And if you've got communication, you just communicate, you don't think about the communication and the limitation. So what we've done is just lifted that away and just replaced it with people getting on with their lives.
Now you're getting on and helping other people get on with their lives. Your next track is Little Britain. Which obviously isn't from the comedy Little Britain.
No.
Just tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll
yeah, Dreadzone. Dreadzone are a great band, and you should check them out if you like a bit of sort of dub and dance music and that stuff. But Little Britain is the whole album that this comes from. It is really taking a slightly different view. It's connecting back with your roots. You're hearing the song. You know, Britain is a powerhouse. It's always been a powerhouse. When you're uncertain of where you're going and what's possible, just remember your ancestors. They walked the same streets, they saw the same rivers, they saw the same sky. We're not so different from them, and being connected to everyone that came before us that has allowed us to make the choices that we make is how we can make the choices that we make. We have strength in structures in relation to the history and where we came from, and that is liberating. It's easy in a virtual insanity world to forget that it's all ahead of us, it's all happening, but actually right now everything is stable, and if it isn't stable, look deeper. There's stabilizing histories and intelligence and everything that you will draw your strength from in dealing with the challenges that are now and ahead.
Joe Carthauser, fantastic. Let's listen to Little Britain, Dread Zone.
You're the man to one.
welcome back, and I'm here with Joe Carthouse in the Radio Bar studio. Joe, we're getting to the end, I'm afraid, of our wonderful session learning about you as an entrepreneur. Your penultimate track is Pure Imagination from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Tell us about imagination. Tell us about why this track is important to you.
Yeah, so musically, this is an amazing track with tonality and chord changes and things that you kind of, you know, really like, if you like that kind of thing. But more, it's just about this very simple message that you can do anything if you set your mind to it, until you discover that you can't. There's no reason not to, and you don't need any permission.
I think that says it all. Let's listen to Willy Wonka. This is the Gene Wilder version.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate room. Breath. Make a wish. Count to three. Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it.
I love that. If you want to change the world, there's nothing to it. Joe Carthouser here with me in the Radio Bath studios here. Joe, we've had a wonderful chat about how you've built True Speed and some of the ideas of what it means to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. If there's one piece of advice that you'd give to my fellow unnoticed entrepreneurs that are listening today, what would that be?
I think just sort of summarizing everything that we've spoken about. As an entrepreneur, you are engaging with uncertainty. You're engaging with fear. You're engaging with incomplete knowledge. You don't know whether your idea is right. You don't know whether it's wrong. You don't know when to double down. You don't know when to give up. You don't know whether you should be putting all the hours in. You don't know whether you should be getting other people to do the work. There's so much you don't know, but you're doing it for a reason. And even if that reason changes, it's okay to pivot. It's okay for that to become something else. That you don't have to hold on to everything as being, you know, the how and the why, the what. You know, allow yourself to change your mind bit by bit by bit, and just keep moving forward.
That's wonderful. So really an enabling message, Joe, as well. And that dealing with the insecurity of being an entrepreneur, you think that's better than being an employee and getting the security of someone else dealing with that?
It's a different journey. And I don't think it's better or not better, but for me, it's my journey.
Wonderful. Wonderfully said. And the final tune that we're going to play out on your journey to accompany you is You Started Something. What does that mean?
It's just a fact. You know, as an entrepreneur, there's a spark. You start something and then it's changed and you live with the consequences. And more importantly, you start things in other people and their journey changes.
That's wonderful. Your journey has been to me here in Radio Bath, and thanks for joining us, Joe.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. And for everyone listening, really hope that you've enjoyed this conversation with Joe. My name's Jim James, and you've been listening to the Radio Bath Unnoticed Entrepreneur Show. We're going to now play out with You Started Something by Crazy P.